Hey, what's up, guys? It's Michael, the host of the Dental Marketer Podcast.
And this is Drew Sparks, founder of Swell. And we're going to talk about how to create an outstanding patient experience and how to leverage that online.
We're going to be covering how to get more five-star online reviews.
How to get more referrals from your patients.
Adjust any negative experiences.
Build stronger trust and loyalty.
Get new patients through your internal marketing.
And above all, increase your revenue.
All right, guys, so let's dive in. All right, guys, so before we get started, we want to welcome a new person to this world. Drew just had a baby, man. How you feeling?
I did. I'm feeling good. I feel like a new person. I feel like I dove headfirst into parenthood. Actually, you know what? One step further, I feel like I dove into adulthood. Like, it didn't happen until now. I've been holding out for 31 years, and I finally had to make the leap to an adult.
Man, do you feel like I actually have to provide now? Like, this is real. This is a human.
Yeah,
who depends on
yeah,
me.
Exactly. A lot more, I don't know, yeah, a lot more feelings of responsibility, I guess. I think up until this point, you know, we've been had a pretty easy lifestyle and been pretty risk averse. Well, that's the wrong way to say it. Risk heavy, just because, you know, we're young and haven't had the responsibility until now. So it's a change of pace for sure.
I know, man. It's exciting, scary. I don't know. I don't even know how, like, to explain it, man. But that's good. That's good. What's her name?
Yep. Her name is Isla, and she's a baby girl and was born just a week ago. So I'm still trying to catch up on sleep. Definitely have to adjust my sleeping patterns or maybe my sleep expectations. But it's been fun.
Man, that's awesome. Does she have a middle name or no? Are you like middle name people?
Yeah, you know, it took us a while to actually decide on that. We went back and forth for a while. Our second choice for a name was Ruby. So, that's actually what we settled on for a middle name. So it's Isla mm-hmm. Ruby Sparks.
Dude, that's like movie theater, like movie actor type of name. Ruby Sparks? Dang.
Ruby Sparks.
Yeah, it's like so quick, like Bruno Mars, boom. Ruby Sparks, boom. Dang.
Yeah, so she almost got that, but yeah, we wanted to have her, you know, her own unique identity, so that's what we came up with.
That's cool, man. I like that. All right, so let's dive in, man. This episode, yeah, we're going to talk about, and let's get right into it, like, let's talk about scripts, right? What are some scripts that, and I want to mention, I want to talk about, like, not just the doctor can say, right? Because a lot of the times, dentists, we hear it, but then that's like the last thing we're kind of thinking about sometimes, right? And you're like, oh man, I forgot to ask them for a review or something, right? Although Swell can do that for you, right? Like, really quick, break it down yep. for us in a really quick, I guess, couple sentences. What does Swell do?
Yeah, Swell makes it super easy, automates the process of reaching out to your patients, asking for either feedback or online reviews. So it does that automated through text or email. So yeah, this is a great place for us to start on our podcast. It's simply like, how do I ask for more reviews? What should I use? What language should I say? You know, and how do we make that a natural part of our conversations with our patients?
Awesome. Yeah. So specifically, guys, this is going to be scripts for your dental assistant and your front office. So what are some scripts, man, that they can say to get reviews on the spot?
Sure. Well, so I think, you know, first and foremost, we need to understand that asking for reviews is not an uncommon thing to do. And it doesn't have to be uncomfortable, doesn't have to be awkward. I think that's something that dentists or you know, office managers or hygienists or any staff members tend to shy away from mm-hmm. is because they feel awkward about it, right? It's not maybe something that's at the front of your mind. It feels a little bit awkward asking someone to go out of their way and leave an online review. But it's really not. You know, patients are expecting this. They understand the value of reviews. Consumers understand the value of reviews. So we need to first get it in our minds that this is an okay thing to do. It's not unnatural. It's not going to feel awkward. You're not putting your patients in a weird, you know, in a weird or uncomfortable scenario. It's a pretty natural thing to do. And I think that you'll find that once you start doing that, it really is natural. Patients are open to talk about it. they're going to, especially, you know, since all of your patients are happy, I'm sure they're going to be pumped. They'll say, oh yeah, of course, I'd love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out a way that A, is natural for you, that makes sense, that's, you know, personalized and is just a part of conversation. Don't make it an unnatural, I guess an unnatural part of your patient interaction.
Okay.
So that's where I would start. You know, one thing that I would say is from the front office point of view is ask all of your patients as they're walking out the door, simply, hey, how was your experience today? That's a pretty natural conversation starter. That's a way to just engage your patients instead of just saying like, hey, thanks for coming in. You can kind of stop them and say, hey, how was your experience with us today? That gets the conversation going. So then asking for a review right after that becomes a natural extension.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where I'd start.
Okay. So with that would be like the front office, right? If they're walking right outside the door, just be like, hey, how did we do today? Like, how was your experience today? Then they say, great.
Yep.
You let them know. What about if they're like in the chair? Can we still ask them? Like, say the dental assistant is, they're finished their treatment, or maybe they're like a returning patient who like likes you guys, but they're like waiting to be numb, right? Do you recommend like
Sure.
the dental assistant asking, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. They can simply say something like, hey, we're trying to get the word out about our practice, trying to let people know that we're here, the services that we offer, and a huge part of that is asking or is generating more online reviews. Is that something that you'd be willing to do for our practice? So it can be as simple as that. Like, tell your patients why you're doing this. Say like, hey, if you like coming to us, if you have a great experience, help us get the word out. And this is a really easy way to do that without it being an unnatural thing. So the flip side of that is, you know, while they're in the chair saying, hey, we're helping get the word out, can you tell who would you recommend to come into our practice? That's a little bit more unnatural where you're putting them on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can say, we're trying to get the word out about our practice, would you mind leaving us an online review? That's a pretty easy segment or segue into asking for the review.
Okay. So then once they say like the person, yeah, sure, I'll definitely leave a review.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The conversation should end there. Or what do you think?
Nope. And then get more specific. So say, mm-hmm. we're trying to get the word out about our practice. Would you mind leaving us a review on Google? So either mm-hmm. say, you know, leave us an online review, help us get the word out, but then be specific into where you'd like that review posted. So whether that's Google or Facebook, or this is also a good way to ask for those reviews on Yelp as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Yelp is hard because you're not necessarily supposed to solicit those reviews, but if you can, you know, mention or see if they're an active Yelper, this may be a good way to get those reviews on Yelp as well. So yeah, be specific about it. Don't have the expectation that they'll do that while they're in the chair. That may be a little bit more unnatural, but do be specific onto where you're asking for that review.
Got you. I love that, man. I love, because a lot of the times when they're like, yeah, where do you want me to leave a review? You kind of like, I don't know, anywhere, right? But in your mind, you have like,
yeah.
Oh, really? Leave it on Google, but you don't want to be
Google.
I feel like you've already gone that far to ask them. Just go all the way and be specific and say Google. And then in a couple episodes, we'll discuss like, hey, what's the better review platform, Google or Yelp, right? So yeah, awesome, man. I appreciate
yep.
it. Thank you so much for that. And then how can, so for example, really quick, you can always say this and then also implement Swell with it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's kind of the best way to do it. You know, is getting the conversation going while your patients are at the office, letting them know that reviews are important to your practice. If they leave one on the spot, great. Like, huge thumbs up to you. That's a hard accomplishment. But if not, you can use a tool like Swell so that automatically at the end of the day, we're going to send them a text or email reminder saying, hey, I know, you know, if you had a great experience with us, take a second to leave us a review. It's one click away from getting them to the exact site to leave that review. So yeah, a great way to kind of augment your process of asking for reviews and just generating more reviews on a more consistent basis. So if you want to check that out, check out the show notes below. You'll find a link to Swells where you can learn a little bit more about it and how it can work with your review strategy.
Awesome. All right. So thank you, Drew, so much for that. And guys, in our next segment, our next episode, we're going to be talking about how to handle a negative review. All right. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Talk soon.